whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
You know your girl. I like to be melodramatic when I possibly can. But that's how I feel. So much has changed. Although apparently some of you are a little confused. You thought it changed on our last show. I guess that's a credit to me that somehow I was holding together all the cracks in the dam for the past 2 months. But no longer. The new era on After Hours has begun. Oh, there should be, that was not Angel singing. There should be some type of musical interlude to go along with. But I suppose American Woman will have to do because that's what you all recognize. It does crack me up when I get messages from you on social that you were in a store or you were out somewhere and you heard American Woman and you thought of me. Thank you. Thank you so much. But back to the original point. We are now post Labor Day. Even those of you on the West Coast, Alaska, Hawaii, I mean, the bulk of your Labor Day is done. You're maybe heading to bed soon, or you've already started working overnight, driving overnight, getting set for what is Tuesday. So we're putting Monday, Labor Day Monday, in the rearview mirror, and now we are full speed ahead to the NFL season. There is nothing except for a couple sleeps that lie between us and the start of the NFL season, which is pretty crazy. I still can't believe it's September. But also, a lot of the music, my voice, the structure, the wacky humor and irreverent approach to pretty much everything, the sarcasm, you know, because sarcasm is my love language, that will stay. But there is a new man behind the double pane glass, and he is also here to stay. We call him Producer Pete, only because I like to protect the names and identities of the innocent. Though many of you already know him, he's been with the network as a first day employee. So original employee like me, there are not very many of us left. A lot of you know him from other shows on the network, most recently Maggie and Perloff. But this is our first show together, and it will be an experience without a doubt. No time like the present. Oh, and you know, the company takes its sweet old time. And so we've got all of, say, 48 hours before football season kicks off. We're getting pretty darn close. I guess it's more like 72, but we're getting pretty close. Who's counting? We're excited for our new adventure. We will slowly get to know each other. There's a rhythm we have to develop. It's a little bit like a quarterback and a wide receiver. And so I'm really excited. I don't know if I could call you Pete the Body because that seems awkward. Also, chicks don't really use that type of thing. It's like last names. You walk around our newsroom and people, dudes, address each other by their last names. Yeah, girls don't do that. But since Maggie and I are the only girls, females that work here at the network, at least the ones that are in front of a microphone, actually behind the microphone too, we'll just be the ones who use first names. So you'll be Pete always. And one more thing, let's just get it out there right away. I don't know that I will ever be on board with your passion and affinity for pro wrestling. To me, it's more like Broadway, but I do appreciate that you are so passionate about it and you have been for years. Kind of the way I am about Star Wars. I am a tried and true and proud and loud Star Wars nerd, or the Backstreet Boys. I mean, I used to be a closet Backstreet Boys fan. I'm not anymore.
Nothing wrong with that.
So it's okay if you have a huge passion and excitement and you make an appointment TV when it comes to these sort of staged pro wrestling events. I am thrilled that you find joy in it.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, I'm thrilled to be here. This is an honor. I'm really excited to be a part of the program, and thank you for bringing me aboard. And
woo-hoo!
We're right in the middle of football season, 48 hours away, like you said.
Exciting. So exciting.
And you know what? Let's get going. Come on.
So, Pete, people have asked me this question. I have sort of answered for you, but I've been waiting for you to get here so that you could answer the question. Why the hell would you want to work on after hours? I think that's how people put it. I tend to go a little softer. Why, Pete, did you decide that this was the right place for you after nearly 12 years of working mornings? Now, mornings East Coast time, of course, but
right.
Mornings here for us in our time zone, meaning that you would walk into the building at the painful hour of, say, 5:15 Eastern time. But that means you were up, you were awake, sort of. Producer Jay used to have to send you special alarms or ring you to cause you to wake up. So you're clearly not so much a morning person. So why did you choose to come to join us here on After Hours?
Something different. Looking for some.
Because I'm so talented relish the opportunity to work with me.
We already know that. That's the first part.
Goes without saying.
In all seriousness, being friends with you, this was an honor to come aboard and be a part of your program. That was the main reason. Also, my family. It puts us on a good schedule with the kids and whatnot. So that was another thing. And to do something different, to try something different and to be a part of something different. I did 12 years, 11 and a half years, however you want to count it in the morning, with various morning shows. So it was a little bit of a change I think I needed.
Yes. So it's interesting that you say that because I've done now 11 and a half years on overnights, and it will be 10 years in this time slot, meaning 5 nights a week at the end of this season, right? This football season, it'll be 10 years. And I too feel like I need a change. So I'm glad that you're changing and coming to After Hours, and we'll see what changes at the end of the year.
Right.
Well, I certainly understand wanting a new opportunity and a new challenge.
That's this business. It's always a change coming. You never know.
Right. Except you and I have not. You and I have not changed.
Right.
We've essentially been doing the same thing with different people, but we've been doing the same thing now for nearly 12 years. I was thinking about this, the number of original day one employees.
Oh.
There are a handful of producers, right? And I mean full-timers, although we have some part-timers that are now with us full-time, but they weren't then. Three producers? Three of the producers?
You know, I got to do the recount again because I did this count maybe a year and a half ago and things changed then. So I think I need to do a recount during one of the breaks and get an accurate number with that. But yeah, the number is very small.
There are many benefits to working the hours that we do, primarily parking spaces.
Right in front.
Now, you don't always get one right in front. I'm the girl who prays for parking spaces, so I feel like that's one of the reasons why I always get one in front. But yeah, it's the parking spaces, and you don't have to pay for them at the hours that we work. I wouldn't say there is less traffic necessarily, but the traffic patterns are different, and so that's helpful. Sometimes, I'll just warn you now, the traffic reporters are not always locked in, so be careful what you pay attention to.
Google Maps.
Now, you come from Long Island.
Correct.
Into Lower Manhattan, which is where our headquarters are located. I come from New Jersey, so we come from opposite sides, which means we don't deal with the same traffic patterns. I'm really happy to say that you do not have to deal with the $400 a month in tolls that I pay coming from New Jersey. Yeah, isn't that insane?
Oh, well, I was worried about the congestion pricing that was coming in New York City. Hopefully that doesn't happen again.
all political.
Or comes about. But yeah, no, I'm very lucky with no tolls. Very lucky.
Yeah, so that's another thing that's helpful. Also, there are very few bosses that work these hours that we work. Every now and then, we'll run into the new PD. So I've at least seen him two times. I know that you work much more closely with him. And then at the same time, you don't have to worry about a lot of the politics that come with having a bunch of people in the building all at the same time. We're pretty much left to our own devices. Now, that comes with a downside, which is most people have no idea what we do here on After Hours. And I would say at the same time, people sometimes forget that we even have a show. So you do get ignored by the people that work in the building during the daytime. But the positive is that no one's trying to tell me what to do. So there's that.
There's that. Look, I'm all for a quiet setting. I've been around.
I'm sorry. Have you met me?
Well, in the newsroom. Like quiet noise, not a lot of.
Did he say quiet?
So I'm looking forward to this part of it. I've been around a lot of noise, a lot of noise in the last 12 years.
A lot of different voices. Just be ready, because that also means there are no engineers in the building. So when our equipment from 1982 breaks down, there's really no one around to fix it. I'm hoping that you bring some expertise, because, yeah, all kinds of crazy things seem to happen here. And equipment just disappears as well. It just somehow gets up and walks away in the middle of the day, and it's not here when we need it at night.
I was always taught it's not so much about execution, it's about recovery. So I'm very familiar with recovery.
Right. It's about covering the mistakes, to be sure. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Producer P is already taking over some of the social media responsibilities, which is extremely helpful. So you can find me online at A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, we've got our show Twix. That's what we call it around here, Pete. Our show Twix at Amy After Hours, and you can reach out to Pete there, or you can find him on his own social. And I've already used it in some of my posts, so that's an easy way to find him. Now, here's our question for tonight. Since we are not yet to the point where I feel it feels kind of cheap. If I were to throw out the first NFL question of the season, it would feel kind of cheap, because we still have multiple shows to go before we get there. However, I like the idea of listeners telling you, Pete, what you need to know about After Hours. So if there's something, and I'm addressing you, the listeners now, if there's something you all feel that Pete must know before he jumps in with both feet, what does producer Pete need to know about After Hours? I'll put a post up on each of our social, and you can go ahead and you can weigh in. What does Pete need to know about After Hours? As in your indoctrination. We don't haze around here, though. Don't worry. But I might bring baked goods. The only thing is, this is one heck of a crazy week. But I do enjoy earning special favors with my baked goods, so you'll automatically think I'm the best host here because of the baked goods.
Just talking about it, I'm excited.
Right. Well, I haven't baked in quite a while. In fact, I haven't baked since Jay left. The Hubs and I are trying to stay away from desserts, because after the wedding, we enjoyed 6 months of desserts, and now we're trying to get back to...
You can't have desserts every day?
Being a little healthier. No, we're trying not to. Only desserts when we do real good, like real heavy, hour-long cardio workouts. So we're trying to be more disciplined after enjoying ourselves. We gave ourselves 6 months to just have a good time post-wedding. So can you believe it's about to be 9 months? Don't laugh at me. I know you're about to be how many years?
We're 5+.
That's awesome. I can't wait for that. But for now, we're still counting months, and in some cases, weeks. In fact, we're just celebrating 2 years of the first time we met. So yeah, we're really early. Yes, it is. It is absolutely wonderful. So we're really glad to have Pete on board. And yes, absolutely. What does Pete need to know about After Hours to make sure he's up to speed? At A-Law Radio and Facebook, again, I'll put up a couple posts as we have an opportunity here during the break. Now, a few things that we're going to hit tonight. There's still some major question marks for the Cincinnati Bengals as they open up the season against the Patriots. Do not know if they will have their star wide receiver, Ja'Marr Chase. In fact, I'm considering changing my Survivor Island pick, because I went with the Bengals. I'm a little nervous if they don't have Ja'Marr Chase. How could they look? If you haven't yet joined us on Survivor Island, the latest link. So there have been multiple links that have been shared. I know one of the islands that we put out there is full now. 500 plus people. There is no more space. That's not my rule. That's CBSSports.com. And it's a rule where once the island fills up, that's it. We have to start a new one. But we did, and I will retweet it right now. So this is a brand new island that we just put out there. We just reserved for you going back to Sunday. So I can't imagine that this one is full already. So try this one. I'm retweeting it right now at A-Law Radio. It's also on our Facebook page. So if you haven't yet joined us, it's easy peasy. One winner per week. I still get people who ask me, do I pick every game or do I pick one game? You pick one winner, one game, one winner to survive to the next week. Please make sure you save your picks. I'm asking you nicely, please save your picks, because if you don't, you're automatically eliminated. So yes, I may have to reconsider. I may have to recalibrate. I may have to re-research to decide whether or not I still want to go with the Bengals, because Ja'Marr Chase is not going through full practices with Cincinnati yet, still waiting on his contract extension in the wake of, well, we saw Justin Jefferson earlier this offseason. We've seen Tyreek Hill get his money. CeeDee Lamb finally got his money. Brandon Ayuk got money as well. And now Ja'Marr Chase wants to get paid. We don't have an update on Trent Williams yet, so that's another question mark for the Niners. Derrick Henry, excited to see him in Baltimore Ravens purple. And boy, he's got a doozy of a challenge right off the bat there at Arrowhead Stadium. And college football just wrapped up its first official week. You guys, what does this sound like? A football weekend that starts on Thursday and includes games on Friday and Saturday and Sunday and Monday. Oh, hey, it's not the NFL. It's actually college football. Just wrapped up week one with games from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday into Monday. It's that same urban sprawl model that's used by the NFL, who now is scheduling games every day of the week. It kind of blows me away. Now, college football will draw back and will get back into its typical foxhole when the NFL kicks off this coming weekend, because nobody wants to wrestle with the big bad that is the NFL. That's just how it goes, like it or not. NFL broadcast viewership, they trump everything, including the WNBA. I know, it's crazy. How could I possibly say that? But college football just wrapped up with a game on Monday. And, wow, Florida State. Don't ask me how the Seminoles were still ranked number 10. But the Florida State Seminoles are now 0-2. And even with an expanded playoff, I'm not sure there's an opportunity or a path for the Noles to make it into the college football playoff, though there's a long way to go. But really, the bigger story, or we'll say it's as significant a story, is that Boston College now has Bill O'Brien as a head coach. And Bill O'Brien, formerly of the Patriots and the Texans and Alabama and whatever else, he took his Eagles into Doak Stadium, into Tallahassee, and came away with a win. So we'll talk about that. We have an update from Ricky Pearsall, or about Ricky Pearsall, the Niners wide receiver that was shot over the weekend. I don't know if you've heard some of the details. A 17-year-old who was previously arrested for possession of a weapon and then released turned around and tried to rob him in broad daylight on Saturday near Union Square in San Francisco. Pearsall apparently struggled with him. The gun went off, and as you've heard by now, it was a through and through from his chest, exiting out his back, and he's already out of the hospital. But what does it mean for his playing status with the Niners? And then Katie Gaudreau, the sister of Johnny and Matthew, the younger sister, who was supposed to get married on Friday. That was why the family was all together in the Philadelphia area. She speaks out for the first time since she lost both of her big brothers. There's a lot to get to on this edition of the show. So, so, so thrilled to have producer Pete jumping in and starting with us tonight. This will be an adventure and an experience, no doubt, at A-Law Radio. And then on our Facebook page, too, our phone number is 855-212-4227. If you would like to welcome Pete or warn him, let him know what he needs to be ready to work on after hours. Thanks for hanging out with us. As always, hope you enjoyed your Labor Day weekend. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
no throw. 44th stolen base for Ohtani. There goes Ohtani. Throw from Del Castillo. Not in time. His second of the day. His 45th of the year. There he goes. He's got another. Third stolen base of the game for Shohei. He's four away from 50. He's 23 for his last 23.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
On the Dodgers Radio Network. Yeah, I don't know if that 50-50 thing is too daunting now. Three stolen bases for Shohei Ohtani in Monday's series finale between the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks in the desert. As it turned out, this was fairly lopsided. Now, when it counts is the playoffs. So the Diamondbacks having that confidence boost from beating Arizona in, oh, sorry, I said that backward. The Diamondbacks having the confidence of beating LA in the playoffs last fall means they're not likely to be daunted by this particular series. But the Dodgers go into the desert, into Chase Field, and take three of four from the Diamondbacks and push them a little farther back in that National League West race. But more to the individual numbers for Shohei Ohtani, he's sitting on 44 home runs and now has 46 stolen bases, which is a career high. He is very soon, I have no doubt about this, unless he gets injured, which we never wish for. But right now he's on a tear. And so he is very soon to become the first 50-50 man in baseball history, meaning 50 home runs and 50 stolen bases. The Dodgers, they have the best record in Major League Baseball. Freddie Freeman is locked in. A couple of home runs for him. In Arizona, it was an afternoon game. And now, LA has got 17 wins in its last 23 games. Jack Flaherty is 4-1 since getting traded to LA. And I'm not telling you that they're going to run away with the division even, though they've got themselves a healthier lead over both Arizona and San Diego right now. But what I've said consistently over the last 3 weeks to a month is that this is something new for the Dodgers. We haven't seen this since their battle against the Giants a few seasons ago. It's better for the Dodgers to feel the heat behind them in the division race than to be up by 20 games with a month to go. I could go back and check the exact date, but I'm pretty sure the Dodgers clinched the division title in early September last year. That doesn't help them because then they face no games of any consequence over the rest of the season, only to hop into October and somehow have to flip the switch, dial it up, find that intensity, feel what it's like to be on the edge, to have the end of your season staring you in the face. Well, when you can coast for 3 to 4 weeks, that intensity kind of disappears. But because the Dodgers have faced a challenge and because their pitching staff has been in disarray for most of the season, this is a little tougher for them. They've had Mookie Betts out of the lineup for 2 months. They had Freddie Freeman in and out of the lineup a couple of times over the last month. And yes, Shohei Ohtani is on a tear, but so is Teoscar Hernandez. Man, he is a valuable piece to the Dodgers, going 5-for-5 in this game against the Diamondbacks. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. As for Torey Lovello, not what he wanted, to have his Diamondbacks drop 3-of-4 against the Dodgers in this series.
There were just too many mistakes in this game today. And you can't play a game like that, and especially against a team like that, and get away with it. You know what the mistakes are.
Not happy with his team's effort. We know what the mistakes are. We can't make those mistakes and get away with them against a team of this caliber. By the way, Aaron Judge still has not hit another home run. And yes, I'm being tongue-in-cheek. But I told you, if it gets to be 5 days, 6 days, 7 days, well, people will start to count and freak out because that's what happened at the end of last season when he was pursuing the American League home run record. He was on pace to break it. I don't think that he is anymore, but all he needs is a couple really good series and he'll be ahead of pace again. He's sitting on 51 home runs. And that was, gosh, 10 more than the next best in the Major League Baseball stats. But now Ohtani's closing in on him. It's kind of interesting, too, to think about MVP, a DH, especially in the National League, as an MVP. But I don't know who else you would put up against Shohei Ohtani. Although, Buck Showalter, on Monday, Labor Day Monday, he was laboring on Labor Day, he says it's actually the Mets shortstop, Francisco Lindor, who should be the National League MVP.
I'd go with Lindor. I'd go with Lindor impacting things. I know too much about what he does in the clubhouse. And the guy is there in front of his locker every day, accountable. Baseball player is just concentrated on playing shortstop. He makes his teammates better. But I all those guys make a great case. But I'm going with the position player. Lindor, I think the premium position guy that, you know, he can go 0 for 4 and win a game. Those DHs can't go 0 for 4 and win a game.
He makes a good point that Showalter on MLB Network, except that the impact of Ohtani, he was on base 4 times against the Diamondbacks on Monday. 2 walks, 2 hits. Again, 44 home runs. If he's not already in triple-digit RBI, he'll be there very soon. 46 stolen bases, which is his career high. The Dodgers are a virtual lock for the playoffs. In fact, likely to end up as the champions of their division yet again. Meanwhile, the Mets have scuffled along. Now they are 10 games above 500 now. They've won 5 in a row. And they're closing in on the Braves in the East. But it's really the wild card that will matter for both the Braves and the Mets. Mets are a half game out of that third wild card spot as the Braves have really struggled with their injuries. So yeah, they could end up as a playoff team. So how do the voters measure value? Is it pound for pound? Is it the impact on every game? What is it? Certainly with the Dodgers, part of the issue, part of, I guess, the cons when it comes to picking Shohei Ohtani as an MVP. Well, I kind of feel like he's going to end up, but it's still early. The cons are that he's surrounded by incredible talent. And so when you have a Mookie Betts, who's a former MVP, and a Freddie Freeman, who's also a former MVP, and a Teoscar Hernandez, who's having a breakout season, when you have that much talent around you, it tends to cannibalize your MVP candidacy, if that makes sense, because those guys get credit for what they're doing too. Still, though, if he becomes the first 50-50 man in baseball, I don't know how he doesn't win MVP, especially if the Dodgers stay in the race for best record in the National League for sure. So it's still early. I understand the idea about being on the field, especially at shortstop, and usually you're the captain or the quarterback of the defense, at least in the infield. Still, though, the numbers for Shohei, they're gaudy, and they could be historic, which is also important. 855-212-4227. We mentioned the Yankees. It's not as though Judge isn't contributing, just hasn't had another home run. But there's a bigger issue for the Yankees, especially after their Monday night game against the World Series champion Rangers. Oh, that feels like a long time ago. Online at A-Law Radio or our show Twix at Amy After Hours, we're asking you, what does producer Pete need to know about After Hours? Pat Boyle is here in studio. You don't work with us all the time, every now and then. What does producer Pete need to know that now that he's with us on After Hours?
What does he need to know?
Yeah, so that he is good to go. We need him to hit the ground running.
I would say
recognize this is a dangerous question.
He needs to sharpen his knowledge of non-major sports because you hit on everything.
Oh,
you cover
that's
it
true.
All.
That's true. In fact, I was just saying to the newsroom earlier that a couple of the tennis headlines I thought were important. I like that. That almost feels like a compliment from Pat.
It is. It absolutely is a compliment.
Oh, I think it is. It comes across as that. Yeah.
A lot of people, you know, granted, football's king, right?
Yes.
A lot of people get on here and only talk football. You talk football, you talk basketball, you talk baseball, you talk tennis, you talk
even
Olympics,
hockey.
You talk hockey.
Thank you, Pat.
You cover it all. So that's what Pete.
Now, see, I was thinking most people are going to be snarky and sarcastic about it, but you actually came away with something positive and uplifting. Well, Pat's my new favorite anchor. Settles that question. All right, so online at A-Law Radio, and our Facebook page is a post up there as well. If you haven't yet joined us on Survivor Island, Pete's trying, so if that island's full, we'll set up another one. Here's our latest sports update. Oh, and he covers everything, too. And here's Pat Boyle.
Infinity Sports Network. Sports Flash.
All right, Amy, in terms of chances to make the college football playoff, the Florida State Seminoles season might have ended on Labor Day night. About to go from 10th ranked to unranked, FSU laid an egg in their home opener, beaten wire to wire by Bill O'Brien's Boston College Eagles, 28-13. After the game, Noles head coach Mike Norvell taking responsibility.
You know, sick to how the season started. Obviously tonight, I failed in preparing the team to be able to go out and respond tonight.
QB DJ Uiagalelei not without blame. He was erratic again for a second straight contest. Went just 21 of 42 for 278 through the air, through a TD and a pick. Florida State's defense also responsible. They allowed BC to convert 9 of 16 on third down and gave up 263 yards on the ground. U.S. Open Men's World Number 1, Yannick Sinner beats 14-seeded American Tommy Paul 7-6, 7-6, 6-1. Moves on to the quarterfinals and will face 5-seed Daniil Medvedev, the 2021 U.S. Open champ and last year's runner-up, for a third time in a Grand Slam this year. Women's World Number 1, Iga Swiatek, with a routine straight sets win in the round of 16. Now she gets one of the two remaining American women at 6-seed Jessie Pegula in the quarters on Wednesday. Baseball, triple-digit RBIs for Josh Naylor, and it provided the insurance.
And Naylor crushes one. High and deep, right center field, way back there. Home run, Josh Naylor.
Guardians radio the call, 29th bomb of the year for Naylor. Guardians beat the Royals 4-2. Elsewhere, Yankees beat the Rangers 8-4 to stay a half game up in the AL East on the O's, who smashed the White Sox 13-3. And the Dodgers scored 11 runs on 17 hits. They beat the D-backs 11-6. NFL news, Chiefs backup running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire was placed on the non-football illness list and will miss at least the first four games of the season. Edwards-Helaire has been absent for most of training camp and wasn't at practice on Sunday. He's been openly battling PTSD stemming from an incident when he was in college at LSU, where it was reported by the AP that he and a teammate were part of a self-defense situation where they fatally shot an 18-year-old man trying to rob them. Chiefs open the season on Thursday at home versus the Ravens in a rematch of last year's AFC title game. I'm Pat Boyle.
Hard ground ball past the dive of Young down the left field line and kicks off the sidewall. Torres rumbling toward home. He'll score. Soto stops at third. It's an RBI double for Aaron Judge, and the Yankees are ahead 3-1.
Something is a little unsettling here because Gerrit Cole has just walked off the mound with the trainer and Aaron Boone, and he started a warm up, and let's see what happened. He's shaking his head, no, I can't go. Did it look like a leg to you?
Yeah, it did look like a leg, and I don't know if it happened on that last pitch, if he was just testing something out.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Isn't hitting home runs at this particular moment. However, he's still impacting the Yankees, as you hear with Justin Shackle and Susan Waldman on Yankees radio. But the larger concern is that the ace, Gerrit Cole, left in the bottom of the seventh before he was able to complete his outing. He was close to, I think he was around 85 pitches or so, but he did work a quality outing, but had to leave before he wanted to because of a tweak. This is where you get nervous about tweaks in his calf.
My calf started cramping on the finish, and tried a couple of things to get it to stop, but it just didn't stop, so didn't seem like it was going to go away.
I was down kind of in the dugout, and hey, Garrett, and seeing him needed to come out, so yeah, obviously immediate concern, but looks like it was hopefully just that, some cramping, and I know he seemed pretty good right now when we came in, so hopefully that's the case.
Yes, if it's just cramping, that's much better than having some type of pulled muscle that could take a guy out for a few weeks. And as we head into the bulk of September and the stretch run, that's not what anybody wants to be hearing about a pitcher. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, 855-212-4227. And then online at Amy After Hours. That's our show Twix, or you can find us on our Facebook page. We're already starting to get responses to our question for this edition of the show. Now that producer Pete is officially on board, what do you want him to know about After Hours? And yes, I do realize this is a dangerous question, which is why Pat Boyle threw me off, because I was expecting sarcasm and snark. And instead, he actually gave a positive answer about the show.
I expected that from him.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, the fact is that he's right. We do much more than just football here on the show. I think variety is the spice of life. Also, I get bored if we're talking about the same thing over and over and over again. So yes, I do like to introduce people to new athletes, sometimes to new sports. Although I feel like the breaking phenomenon is, that one is very short-lived. But we love to talk about big events. I'm really into the drama. I'm really into human interest and human redemption stories and just the fun, the entertainment, the electricity that sports brings. So yeah, we like to go off the beaten path, a smorgasbord, if you will. That's one of my favorite words because it's food and it applies to the sports world.
I also like cornucopia. I think that's very underrated. An underrated word.
Yes. Yes, it is. A veritable cornucopia. I can see it in my mind.
That's right.
Didn't they have a huge one in the Hunger Games? Remember the cornucopia that
was
in the middle of that? Gosh, those the spokes from the wheel, and it was in the... Yeah.
Remember okay. that scene, yeah.
That was extremely morbid. All right, a few of the responses on Facebook. Harry says that producer Pete needs to start getting ready for Chubby Bunny. Now, producer Pete, you have, in fact, been up close and personal with Chubby Bunny. It's in our system. If you can find the exchange, it's about a minute long where Sean, our friend, who now works for our New York affiliate, where Sean nearly died on the air. I am laughing so hard. You are cackling behind the double pane glass because you were working with us that morning so that Jay could be in here to participate in Chubby Bunny. You were behind the glass and you were making sure that we stayed on the air, but you were also serving as a narrator. And I'm not joking. This is one of our favorite exchanges in all of After Hours. It's almost like foreshadowing of producer Pete when he finally gets to be part of the show officially. So you let me know if you find it, because that has got to be one of the funniest exchanges ever.
Yeah,
Sean upchucks on the air and nearly dies while Pete laughs. That was the best part.
Yeah, he probably falling on the floor and I'm laughing at him.
Oh, yeah. No, it was amazing. I mean, that's because he bragged for weeks about the fact that he would have double-digit marshmallows stuffed into his cheeks and then nearly died at number 7 or something along those lines. Speaking of Pat Boyle, he's our most recent reigning champion. I'm pretty sure he got 11 marshmallows stuffed into his cheeks going back. Now, sadly, we haven't done a Chubby Bunny World Championship in 2024, but we are planning to bring it back. Football's a little crazy. I don't know if it'll get done in football. We generally try to do it in the springtime. Although people love s'mores in the over the campfire in the late summer and the early fall. So I don't know.
There's a fall approach to this. We can, there's a way we can do it.
David is definitely snarky. He needs to know who Bob really is, for one thing. Oh, see, here's the funny part, David. My friends, of which Pete is one, know who Bob is and what he looks like. Duh. That rule only applies to stalkers, not to the people that I know for real, like people that I actually know in my personal life. So, yes, producer Pete has seen not just wedding photos, but photos of Bob. And that's what we call him here on the show, by the way.
I heard that's the pseudoname.
That is definitely his pseudoname. All right, Gene on Facebook. Welcome, producer Pete. I am so glad you're here. I naturally wake up at 2, so she's Eastern time zone. Oh, it looks like she's in Detroit. Out of Metro Detroit, where we're stoked about the Lions. Love this show. Looking forward to more participation for the Facebook page. Well, since Facebook is the devil, I don't know whether or not I will be looking for more participation. But one of the things that Pete loves, and this is a Pete idea, I am on board with it. It's just that with only one set of hands over the course of the summer, We really haven't had any time at all to put up videos or any unique and exclusive content on our social. But that's one of Pete's ideas, actually.
That's right. A unique social media. I think that's a big part of what I want to do here with Amy. And I think you'll be seeing that a lot over the next couple weeks.
So a couple of the ideas that we've tossed around, because Pete and I have already had some brainstorming sessions, is number one, doing videos together, which I think we should do an introduction video. Maybe when we get back together tomorrow night, we call it the hump show. It's our middle show of the work week, although a lot of people are doing a shorter work week, but you and I are not. So when we get to the hump show, maybe we do a video and people can see you. Now, if they watched our YouTube channel, this is the Infinity Sports Network YouTube channel, they probably saw you on camera, right? There was a camera trained directly on you.
Yes,
a camera. Well, how uncomfortable is that?
Oh, it's if you have something to eat, if you have something to drink, you got to kind of do it off on the side here. I have a little corner, and I have a drink or whatnot over there.
What you need is a mannequin or one of those cardboard cutouts where if you need to step off the camera, you just put the cardboard cutout in front of the camera.
And it could be of any person. I'll just put it right in front of my face.
True. Good point. I'm trying to think. Oh, yeah, I could have a Chewbacca.
That's a good one.
Yeah, Chewbacca cutout. Who would sit here? Elf. Chewbacca and Alf are not the same thing. But okay. So we could have a Chewbacca cutout so that when I need to leave the studio, go do some work in a side studio or whatever, just want to, because I snack a lot during the show. Otherwise, my stomach growls. That Chewbacca could stand in for me.
That's a good idea. I think also the that random shot that you would see in the 80s where a dog is pulling the plug out of the wall when there's a technical difficulty, you could do that shot too.
So the idea that we had, in addition to doing exclusive interviews and videos for both Twix and Facebook, just to drive more of you there so you kind of understand what else we're about when we're not on the microphones, the possibility that we could stream one of our shows a week online. Now, I am not a TV person. Being on camera freaks me out. People have asked me so many times over the last 20 years, when are you going to move to TV? Well, the answer is never full time because I'm a radio junkie. I do not want to be on TV. I have zero interest in being known for what I look like and not what I know or how I can carry an audience. So I've never wanted to be on TV. However, I do understand the value of opening up, I guess, the pulling back the curtain, opening up a little bit so that people can see what we do. I know that a lot of listeners either have zero clue what it looks like in our radio studio or how it functions on a nightly basis. So I think that would be fun. Maybe, just maybe we put the hump show on video or live stream it every week.
That's a good one. Or a Monday, a football Monday, or as we preview football Friday coming up, you know, we could do something like that. So, or do it randomly with either a hump show one week.
Randomly. Yeah, I like it. Keep people guessing.
The possibilities are endless.
Now, see, that's what we need to hear from a producer. The possibilities are endless. Randall on Facebook, keep the ball rolling. Great show. We love it in Canada, Hamilton, Ontario. Oh, Mike's got a great tip. Are you ready for this one?
I'm ready.
Be ready because Amy makes up words at any time. That's true. I very often make up words. What happens is I get very excited and then I have two words that I want to be using in the next 3 seconds and I somehow combine them like a celebrity marriage. And so you get words. Well, it's kind of like President George W. Bush used to do. Strategery. Something along those lines. Yeah, so I definitely make up words. Thank you, Mike, for pointing that out. Love that we're hearing from you already at A-Law Radio on our Facebook page. What does Pete need to know about working on After Hours? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.